Day number 19, No Graven Image, part 4. Which image will we embrace? Read John chapter 20, verses 19 through 21. Yesterday we read the story of Elizabeth and her future husband, Jim Elliot, and how they despaired that their first year of missionary service had been a complete waste. In the novel version of her story, entitled No Graven Image, Elizabeth refers to her disillusionment at that time as evidence of a faulty view of God, a graven image, and it stung. 10 years later, in 1975, Elizabeth's actual autobiography was published. The title, These Strange Ashes, was lifted from a poem of the same name by Amy Carmichael, a missionary to India whose writings Elizabeth thoroughly mastered. The first two lines of Carmichael's poem are, "But these strange ashes, Lord, this nothingness, this baffling sense of loss." Through her own experience with baffling losses, Elizabeth arrives at some profound conclusions, among which are these two. Conclusion number one, faith's most severe tests come not when we see nothing, but when we see a stunning array of evidence that seems to prove our faith vain. We pray, "Lord, we could use a little help here. The heavens are like brass." Or, "Lord, won't you please heal?" But no healing comes. "Won't you please bring my spouse back to me?" Divorce papers arrive. "Please restore my relationship." The woundedness deepens. "Won't you please give us a child?" Another month of no. And Elliot's second conclusion is this: it is in our acceptance of what is given that God gives himself. This truth, fully embraced today, will bring richness and stability to our lives, especially during times of disillusionment. It is in our times of acceptance of what is given, in the disappointment when we realize we still do not know him as we ought, that God gives us himself. The crucifixion represented for the disciples a time when God zigged when they expected him to zag. Disillusioned and hurting, they cloistered themselves behind bolted doors. Heads in hands, they must have been wondering, what was all that about? So much for Jesus restoring Israel. They had been wrong, and it was crushing. Suddenly, John 20, verse 19 through 21 says, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." The disciples were overjoyed. And again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you." It is in our acceptance of what is given that God gives himself. And shouldn't this be enough?